Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. I'm very sad about where the world is heading. And most people have no idea about it. They're dumber than shit. And all they do is swallow the shit that they listen to on their favorite station, favorite whatever, you know. And this is serious, what's going on. You know, in my almost 78 years of life, nothing has been more serious than this. And you talk to people about it, and as we'd say in the Bronx, they don't know a dick about shit. They have no idea. All they do is, they don't even know the headlines. Yeah, what can I do? What can I do? Fuck off. Anyway, on to the market front. This is how they wrote it on CNBC. You ready? Stocks fell on Thursday as concerns over Middle East tensions keep investors on edge. Middle East tensions. There's a fucking war going on out there. What tensions? Israel keeps ramping up the war. And I've been getting these emails, and I have to be corrected, and they're correct. They're saying, don't call them Jewish, call them Zionists, because that's who's in charge. And that is 100% true. And little ballless Biden, an arrogant fucking warmongering prick, a chicken hawk, five draft deferments, but I love war. Yeah. He's proud to be a Zionist. Little scumbag cocksucker, Lindsey Graham, probably truly so. He called this a religious war. Why is the United States involved in a religious war? At the Peace and Freedom rally we had here, that was sensational, and the wonderful, wonderful people that came and the generous donations we got from people. I read some of George Washington's farewell address. He said, don't get involved in this stuff. It's been going on for thousands of years. And he mentions about religion. This is in our interest. What if I don't believe in your religion? Not telling you to believe in mine. Don't tell me to believe in yours. But that's the way they write it. The S&P lost 0.17%, blah, blah, blah. The Dow Jones Industrial slid 184 points. NASDAQ down a bit. What else? U.S. crude futures rose more than 5%. Yeah, Brent crude was up. We went on the air. It's at almost $78 a barrel. This is just the beginning. We've been writing in the Trends Journal now. By the way, you go back to one of our top trends for 2023, Middle East meltdown. We warned this was going to happen. The only magazine in the world. And when you go back to oil, we've been warning about this now for how long? Virtually every issue of the Trends Journal. We said if Iran goes to war with Israel and the United States becomes involved in it, you're going to see Brent crude go to above $130 a barrel. The street's saying now $100 a barrel. Even if it goes to $100 a barrel, it's going to crash. Now, at 100, it won't. 120, 130, it'll crash the global economy and the equity markets. And remember, when all else fails, they take you to war. So get ready for a false flag attack. That's right. America has to fight Iran. We have to stand up for Israel. And this way, Kamala Harris will get boosted in the polls, just like little Georgie Bush. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive, and 98% of the people swallowed his crap. This is serious. So gold's flat, but still, what is it? As it went on the air, 2,600. and $56 an ounce. Up over $600 an ounce since we made the forecast. This would be a golden year for gold. And this is just the beginning. Now even the mainstream people are saying it could hit 3,000 this year. If they go to war, it may well hit 3,000. I don't see it hitting 3,000, but I do see it hitting around 2,800. And again, we don't give financial advice. We're trend forecasters. Think for yourself. Eurozone business activity slipped back into contraction last month. You know, shit. How long have we been saying this? The HCOB's Composite Purchasing Managers Index for the block, compiled by S&P Global, dropped to 49.6 in September. It was at 51 in August. So a mark below 50 is contraction. And again, with these wars ramping up, a bad situation is going to be made much, much worse. And let's see what else. The composite output price index dropped to 51.5 from 53. You ready? That's the lowest since early 2021. Early 2021, the height of the COVID war. All right? So you better prepare for bad times because it's only going to get worse. Australian businesses in slump. This is news.com.au. More than 11,000 companies have gone bust in the past year. Yep. The record a dramatic 39% drop in insolvencies. And they quote this guy, Mr. Beach, runs the High Street Cafe in Adelaide's Inner East Kensington suburb, and said two storms hit his business in quick succession. COVID, then the cost of living crisis, propelled by rising prices and costs. Now, it's COVID brought that too. No one's talking about, other than the Trends Journal, we write it week after week, that the damage the COVID war has done is incalculable. It has destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions of people around the planet, spiritually, financially, economically, physically, in so many different ways. It's incalculable, but no one's talking about it. Instead, they call it the pandemic. Yep. Fashion industry faces sales slide upheaval. No kidding. We keep saying this over and over again. The fish rots at the head down, from the top down or the head down. Because Levi Strauss cuts revenue outlook for year. Where the fucking dungarees look like shit. Aston Martin warns on profits. Auto sales are idling as prices remain high. Europe car sector conditions take turn for the worse. All right? Do I have to keep going on with this? What we're giving you in the Trends Journal, you are not getting anywhere, any place in the world. Nothing comes close to it. This week's 199 pages. No ads. No ads. High-tech science, AI, crypto, technocracy. Joe Duran, the technocracy man, is just one of his books. Be human. Look at his books. Go to Amazon. High-tech science, again, geopolitics, economics, health. Oh, loads of stuff. We're helping you prepare. It's the grand total of $2.50 a week. But you might want to spend $5 to go to the Wall Shit Journal. All the stuff that I'm talking about, the wars going on in Ukraine, escalating with the Israel war, bombs away over Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, And now they just, before I went on the air, they just killed, what, about 18 people in the West Bank. This is the front page, big picture in the Wall Shit Journal. Birthday spectacular. Spectacle draws Gandhi admirers. A big fucking picture on the front page. Then you look at the toilet paper or record, the New York slime. This is Thursday, the business section. We need to get one article out of here. How Musk promulgates fake news. Look at this big fucking picture. Look at this stupid fucking shit. What does this have to do with business? What the fuck does fake news? Oh, you only put out real news. Oh, you're the scumbags that sold the lie of, what's that guy's name? Hussein? Iraq bringing in aluminum tubes from Niger or something as proof that they was making weapons of mass destruction? And you're talking about fake news? And this is the fucking shit that you're showing? This somebody, a lovely lady, who came to the rally, gave me two newspapers from the New York Times from 1868. Look at this. Look at it. Look how big it is. Look how small the New York Times slime is today. No pictures. Oh, by the way, it was for 4 cents. 4 cents, now it's $4. 4 cents when it made sense, and now it's $4 when it's just nothing but shit. So, again, we're giving you what nobody else is. Journalism is dead. It's gone. Oh, you ready? Reuters. The beleaguered U.S. office property market may be bottoming out, analysts told Reuters. You know what that is? It ain't bottoming me out. The bottom hasn't even gotten near yet. Throughout 2023 and start of 24, many developers and lenders chose to extend maturing loans with new terms or held off a sale to avoid recording a big loss. You got it. They're rigging it. It's only going to work for so long. Now you got to hear. Since the end of the first quarter in the U.S., there were 7 office properties sold at a discount of more than $100 million. I mean, it's a fucking joke. They go, prices for office buildings have fallen 12.4% year over year in the second quarter. This thing, how about last year? This thing's going down big. Not one word about how this is going to have the banks go bust. And when that happens, you better bank on it, because the office building bust is going to do it. It's a ticking time bomb for banks. No one other than the Trends Journal is speaking about it. UAE's ADNOC buys Germany's Covestro and $13.1 billion, blah, 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 blah. UAE oil producer Neil's deal. Right, yeah, forget. DirecTV agrees to buy rival Dish. Only for $7.6 billion. All right? The bigs keep buying them up. The bigs keep getting bigger. All we are plantation workers of Slavelandia. This was a big article in the Wall Shit Journal today. Musk quietly poured millions into GOP causes since 2002. A front page story. I look for data. We're hardly getting anything from the Wall Street Journal anymore. But thinking about Musk pouring millions to GOP causes, how about causes for peace? Because billionaires, just billions for bombs. Not a penny to occupy peace. Not a word of peace is spoken in the American media, anywhere, any place, or by the scumbag politicians. Western leaders rally behind Israel after Iran strikes, but silent on Lebanon massacres. This is from the New Arab. UK leaders have publicly supported Israel after Iran's Tuesday night missile strikes, despite the relative silence from the political establishment about the ongoing massacre in Lebanon, where 55 people were been killed in the last 24 hours. Now it's about 1,100 since Israel began this. You had that clown lady over there in the UK, Liz Truss, who was in and out. I stand with Israel. Go over there and fight, fuckface. You stand with them. Anybody that stands with Israel, anybody that stands with Ukraine, that's what you want. Great. Go over there or shut your fucking mouth. Go over there and fight or shut your fucking mouth. That Sunak, that little scumbag former prime minister. Tonight's attack on Israel by Iran are a stark reminder of the existential threat it faces. We stand unequivocally by Israel's right to defend itself. How many fucking times have you heard that bullshit line? Hey, Sunak, go over there and fight, fuckface. And you got a real fuck face. And, oh, you married a very rich lady. A billionaire club. I forgot. You fucked your way into money. What bullshit this is. Today, Israel is being attacked from the east by Iran, the source of global terrorism. Do you believe this shit? Iran is the source of global terrorism as Israel is slaughtering pigs. It's out of the news now. There's about 42,000 dead in Gaza. Demolished the whole fucking place. Over 100,000 wounded, 12,000 buried under rubble that they can't find. And he has the balls. He has no balls to call Iran a source of global terrorism. Yep. And that little clown, Stormer. I utterly condemn this attempt by the Iranian regime to harm innocent people. Hey, fuckface, how about condemning Israel from harming innocent people? How about that? And again, can't call me an anti-Semite, anti-Zionist. What's his name? Isaac Herzl made up this fucking thing in the 1800s. Look it up. It's a made-up fucking gang thing to steal land. And they write, one man who consistently spoke about the harm inflicted on civilians on both sides has been independent MP Jeremy Corbyn. He said, quote, for the past year, millions of us around the world have made repeated desperate calls for a ceasefire. We demand an end to the genocide. We warned of the disastrous regional conflict. We were ignored. Governments had fueled the machinery of war. Perfectly, perfectly said. Iran awaits Israeli retaliation as Khamenei blames U.S. and Europe for regional instability. What we do, we go to IRNA, ISNA, Press TV. We want to hear what the Iranians say as well. We go to Al Jazeera. We hear the Arabs say, Middle East, Arab News, Middle East Monitor, Middle East Eye. We go to Haaretz, Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post. We want to hear what everybody has to say. So we say, this is what they're saying. This is our trends analysis, and this is our trend forecast. So there's no, unlike the mainstream media, there is no...
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
Right. No horseshit in what we say. He goes on to say, in our region, the root causes of problems which lead to conflicts, wars, concerns, and hostilities, and such like results for the presence of the same people who claim to advocate peace and tranquility in the region, that is America and some European countries. That's what he said, Khamenei. He accused the United States and the West of helping Israel with financial, logistical, intelligence support as it battled Iran proxy groups over the last year, such as Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah, Lebanon, and the Houthis in Yemen. But Netanyahu came out and said, we're in the heat of a grueling war against Iran's axis of evil, aimed at destroying us. That will not happen. You ready? Because we stand together And with God's help, we shall emerge victorious together. What God you talking about? Thou shalt not kill. Isn't that what you came down, one of your commandments in the comic book they call Bibles, what you're making up? And you want to believe in God? How about this God? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Oh, yeah, that's the one in the Bibles. That's from Matthew. Blessed are the peacemakers. I'm a peacemaker. I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. I launched Occupy Peace over a decade ago. This doesn't make me money. It costs me money. I see the future, and it's hell on earth if we don't stop it. So you do what you can do, and please donate to Occupy Peace. Again, if Musk, Bezos, Gates, Zuckerberg, Buffett, $1 billion, we'd have peace tomorrow. How? We'd be able to get the word out there, because people write, oh, would you do it? You know, fuck off. What do you, grow the fuck up. No, don't grow the fuck up. Dig a ditch to get ready to die in a nuclear war. Yep. Jerusalem Post. Iran awaits Israel retaliation as Khamenei blames U.S. Europe for regional instability. Yep. Iran has condemned the group of seven, G7, biased and irresponsible. The recent missile operation by the Islamic Republic of Iran against a combination of military intelligence targets of the Zionist regime was necessary response to their acts of aggression. You ready to call it? By the occupying regimes. And that's exactly what they are. Oh, by the occupying regime, again, just killed about over a dozen people in the West Bank. Iran will continue to support strong tree, in a quote, for resistance until Palestine liberation. This is the president of Iran. Given the sensitivities and challenges, they call this West Asia, by the way. We call it the Middle East. And the Zionist regime repeated attacks against the resistance groups. That's what they are. They're resistance groups. They call Hezbollah terrorists, the militants. They fought against Israel's invasion, that they were there from 1982 to 2000. Nearly 20 years. They threw them out. Israel tried to come back in 2006. They pushed them out. They are resistance. Yep. He noted that Palestine and Lebanon are an important part of the Asian community. Isn't that something? That's what they call it. We always call it the Middle East. Given the international community's inability and lack of will to, quote, immediately and effectively, end quote, address the ongoing critical situation in Gaza and Lebanon, all the countries which are concerned about, quote, security and peace, end quote, particularly Asian states, should take action to resolve the crisis and end Israel's war in the besieged strip. Yep. Imagine that. This is they call the terror group, the Iranians, security and peace. Not peace is never, ever mentioned in America. And it keeps going on. Palestinian officials say 51 killed in Israeli strike in southern Gaza. Oh, that was last night. Israeli strike in Syria capital kills three. Oh, Israel could bomb any way they want, any country like the United States. And then Russia captures key eastern Ukraine town. We said they were going to lose. On and on. Keeps going and going. Again, get your Trends Journal. You better read it this week because we're going into very rough times. You go to trendsjournal.com. trendsjournal.com and hit the subscribe button to subscribe to this page. And also get that liked and get notified, get the whole thing. and watch the interview I did with Judge Andrew Napolitano yesterday. It was sensational, as he is a sensational man of real peace and freedom. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon.